That's all I got to say.
Okay, well, I understand your point, but then it's happening a lot in terms of people committing a lot of crime. Should the church not come out and maybe see how best they can assist, apart from praying, which is very good to do, but make themselves heard on the issues?
But that gone up a year, the church preach against those things. They can't get the cup. The church, those man and woman living together, can't get the bread and wine. They can't go for
No,
bread
but
and
what
wine
I'm
because
saying,
they're
the
man
same
and woman
way
living
they
together.
marched, the same way they march. I'm just saying, would it not also be helpful
The
to
church, they're doing that, preaching every day,
their, but they're
preaching
preaching
those
to
things, those
whose?
things.
But sir, but then why did they decide to march for this
Because
only?
they're legalizing it. They don't want it
All
legalized.
right, and I didn't think you made a good point. Hold on, I think you made an excellent point. But what I'm asking you is that we have some issues of crime happening. Do you think it's somebody the church may want to consider in voicing it in a more of a public way, that in the same way that it did the march? Because remember,
Yeah, but the church, the
when
whole
you're preaching to people
church
on
is not
Zoom,
savings.
when you're preaching to people on Zoom or in the church, you're preaching to the converted already. We're
Please
talking
God, this
about
is.
getting other people to listen that may not necessarily understand the Bible and God. How can the church get that out in a bigger way? That's all
The
I'm
church do
asking.
what they can do, and let's rest for the police. The raping,
Oh, the
the
rest is for the
gambling,
police.
fornication is for the police
Not the
because that is not
church.
legalized.
And not the
But that is for
church.
the police.
And not the church.
Ever had a legalized weapon, the church have got to take the streets. Because we can't let legalized weapon. People have got to come in the streets. But as long as it's not legalized, we are not coming in the streets for weapon. We are not going to come in the streets for weapon because it's not legalized. That's
Well, a
all
lot
it
of
is.
things are not legalized, like guns and so on, but they're still on the streets. So, what is the church's position, in your opinion, on that?
Someone.
And say again?
When it is not legalized, we leave it to the police and the government. But when you're legalizing it, certain things
So, but
legalized, we've got to come on the streets.
what I'm asking you, sir, when you see a situation where over 50 people dead in a year, 100 people or whatever, due to gun violence, knives,
But it is
etc.
not legalized.
No. What I'm asking you, seeing that you are here, you obviously go to church. Do you think the church should be vocal on those issues in a bigger way, other than to the flock
It's
that
not
they preach to?
legalized. So the church can't do nothing. One day it's not legalized, the church can't do nothing.
So
That's for the police.
the church should not intervene in terms of promoting how best to get God's word out there in a broader way, other than inside that church. That's
That
what
what
I'm
church do every
asking.
day? You got the closed brethren. I don't want to call them. Then they go, you got the closed brethren
But don't
preaching. You got
forget
the churches
religious. Well,
preaching.
forget what I'm asking you. You told me that's a police job.
Yeah, that's a police
People
job.
dying and people, there's a lot of crime happening, and we need everybody on board, not just the police. We need the churches, you need me, you need you, all of us to be vigilant and to see what we can do to help lower crime. I'm asking you, is your position is that the church should only get involved if they choose to legalize murder and rape? Then the church will
Yes.
get involved, but it's nothing to do with the church because it ain't legalized. That's your position?
Yes, I have a position.
Okay, well, thank you. Again, I'm not going to argue with your position. I respect your views. I may not agree with it, but I respect your views. If that's how you feel, then that's how you feel. All right, we gotta take a break. We'll be back. Welcome back. This writer says, "Ma'am, if you are for gays, that is fine, but stop pushing it on the air all the time. Why are you not more vocal on the crime situation? I'm sick of hearing you pushing this nonsense on us every time on the air." Now, I do like to read these messages because I don't want to be accused of not airing person's thoughts, because then I could read another six or seven that says something totally different. In the situation where they're saying that the church hides in a bunker, there are other people who are saying here that it's a good thing that man does not represent the church, etc., etc. Now, everybody's got their views, and it's a very sensitive issue, but let me be clear, and if you want to listen to the playback, I did not bring up the conversation. It came up and it continued. So it is up to individuals to call and change the subject. It is up to the callers, like that caller before who started off, and I said, well, why not change it? After the news, I talked about QEH and the beds. Did anyone respond to say, what can we do to make sure that we just don't throw our elderly at the QEH and use it as a care center? So we are here to listen. We are here to listen to everyone's views and respect everyone's views once they do it, obviously, in a way that is fair and decent, then of course it will be aired. So I'm very sorry to the writer who feels that I'm just pushing, but when people are talking about it, would you like dead air? Would you like me not to say anything? And I certainly wouldn't do that. But thank you so much, though, writer, for your thoughts. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good, thank you. Now, you see how I try not to get in this politics of confusion? This is what you call politics of confusion.
This is my friend?
That's right.
Oh,
thank
dear.
You very much.
How are you?
Well, I'm living.
How's the wife?
The wife, she are better than me. She's outside watching.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Right. Now, listen. Some time ago, you had a conversation with the gentleman that we call the stocks man. I have a little advice for him. I don't know him. I only hear him over the radio. But I wonder to know if he reads his Bible, because at no time does I hear him say anything about anything that happened in Barbados, barring it ain't politics. When it ain't politics, I don't hear him come in. My reason for saying this, some time ago you just made a suggestion to him, and I sure you will remember when you said, oh dear, here comes the Edwin, you don't know, I should charge you for advertisement. You remember that?
Yeah, when they were back to back. And I made a joke and I said, the radio station will soon charge you.
And this man took it up on himself. He are very, I can't remember the word he used now, but he hold this to that and you should never. Mm-hmm. And the gentleman,
I think we ended the conversation over it too, I guess.
He ended the conversation by putting down the phone in your ears. If you didn't know you do that, he ended the conversation. He took offense because you just simply said, we should charge you, you come after Aldrin. Well, let me give the stocks, man. I hope he's hearing me. Let me give him some advice. I'm living in this Barbados or in this world. Next couple of days, I'll be 92 now.
Wow.
You understand me? And praise Christ, I live to get to that.
Amen.
Good. I would like the stocks, man. I hope he's hearing me. Because you know he listens to these programs. And I want him to come in and tell me and tell the people of Barbados how much letters there are in the Old Testament, how much letters there are in the New Testament. Put those two sets of letters together and tell me and tell the whole people of Barbados how much words are in the Bible. I want him to do that for me. And let me explain something to him. We had a man in Barbados. He had belongs to an organization. And when the fellow, Mr. Death, visited him, you know what he said? And I'm going to tell the stocks man what he said. If he has served God the way how he has served that organization, he would be in a better. And a lot of people can verify this. This is no lie. This is nothing I made up. If he had served God the way how he has served that organization, he would be in better stead today, because he was on his dying bed. Mr. Death was there waiting for him. Tell the stocks man, I am telling the stocks man, he must take a little time out and read the Bible and see what the Bible tells him. Last but not least, I heard a call not too long ago from a gentleman who said he goes to church, who said he have no animosity, he discriminate, and he know who he's talking about too. And I think you may remember, he don't discriminate against nobody. And I have heard that man, that same caller, he was so vicious against this the pizza that he said, Miss DePisa have no authority. Listen to the words. Miss DePisa have no authority to talk to nobody in Barbados because she was a group of with people who nearly put Barbados over the brink. Tell him to deny that. My lady, have a good day.
Thank you so much. Yeah, and have a good birthday, okay?
Thank you too.
We're going to take read one or two WhatsApp messages because they're really interesting. Ms. Sig, you do not follow what the church is doing. Church is still a mission. They go house to house, go on the block, assist the needy, prison program. Because it's not in your face does not mean it does not happen. You're coming across as anti-church, which is really sad because I don't know where you would get that conclusion. One sentence that asked if the churches will also be marching for the other things does not suggest that they're not doing things behind the scenes. The march that we're speaking of got a lot of publicity, which I thought was great. Even though one caller in the beginning said they found that this station didn't come and cover it, but they spoke about other media houses covering the march. What I'm asking is if they will be marching for other things. That doesn't suggest that the church is not doing some things behind the scenes. And what is sad is, and you're not, obviously I can't read all of the WhatsApp messages, some full of expletives, and then they put in thing, I am a Christian, and then you got bleep, 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 and then you can't read that. And then the aggressive nature of some people, which I'm like, but isn't God supposed to be love? In other words, don't belittle people. Educate them. Isn't that what you're supposed to be doing as a Christian? So if you don't have the same views and you said God said this and God said that, do you think God really and truly will be happy with your behavior? Think about it. So the messages, some positive, some I really can't read. And they're talking about being in a church. Come on, man. If you're really a Christian, then that is not helpful. And I can't read it. And I would love to be able to read the messages. Down to Brass Stacks, 128, you're on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon, Miss Day. How are you doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
I am fine. I call about two issues. One, I would like Red KSA's SA Instant to try in camera so all the explicit evidence will be out there in the public domain. And I believe that all that evidence being so explicit and a victim there in the courtroom, it is like living over the ordeal again. And sometimes I read like how the accused lawyer like tear loose in inverted commas the anatomy of the victim. I believe that some people do get raped, and because of all that they will have to go through all over again, probably don't even bother about going to the police. I just figured that. And next thing with Nelson, I believe right that from with this Black Lives Matter, all the time you're passing Broad Street, nobody even remembering about Nelson being there. But because of in America, England, and elsewhere, where the people were tearing down the statues, Well, you know, the woman is a tear down Nelson. But if they want him moved, yes, if they want him moved, move him, but not at this time when he's still in the woods, when a lot of people still out there unemployed and you can help somebody buy food, but you can't help somebody pay the bills. So if it was satisfied them for him to be moved, but not at this moment to pay to look for $20,000 to move him, then that money could be given to people that who really instilled their need.
I understand. Yeah. I understand exactly how you feel on that. But it's a decision that has been made, and I obviously, on the other side of this coin, there are people looking on and thinking, I need a job and I need some help. Is that more important? And again, thanks for your presentation. Down to brass tacks, you are on the air. Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, good afternoon. I am a bit worried and concerned. Why are you trying so hard to... I think I know the reason why too, you know.
Well, hey, if you want to share it, once it's done, defame anybody, go right ahead. Caller's gone? Okay. There's another WhatsApper. It's simply amazing to hear this moderator go on and on about what they think the church should be doing. Will the moderator lead by example? This is the same person who asked a million questions before, but I thought it was important. Would go on the streets and march against the things that the church isn't dealing with. No, sir, I would not go on the streets to march against the church. I don't think the church is doing anything wrong. I'm simply asking, will the church, in addition to what they're marching about, will also be doing marches for these other things that have become a major issue in society? That's the question. That's it. That's all I asked. Down to brass tacks, you are on the air.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon. Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you loud and clear.
Okay, good afternoon. How are you doing?
I am very good.
Okay. All right, I want to make two comments. Let me preface by saying the Saturday sun, October 31st, Saturday gone there, 300 million more heading Barbados to get an additional IMF funding. And page 3 says the IMF mission lost Barbados's progress. And that is from the IMF, Barbados team leader, Bert Van Selm. $300 million more. And amid all of the COVID fallout, the IMF, who would be vigilant and watching with some analytical view in regard to the money they lent to Barbados, has given Barbados $300 million more, and obviously if they had faltered, it would be equally known. So these are the sort of issues that persons are to gravitate or look at. You get mm-hmm. what I'm trying to say mm-hmm. there?
Yes.
Look, a sub part is the international reserves reach a low of U.S. $220 million 5 to 6 weeks of import coverage at the end of May 2018 are now in excess of U.S. $1 billion. All quantitative targets for the end of September under the EFF were met, he noted. You see? So those are things that would interest me and in economy and in countries that would be in a dire strait as regarding COVID and what have you. Those are things that however you look and contain, you've got to leave them where they are. You can't touch them. Those are what you call achievement, mm-hmm. laudable achievement.
Okay. I want to thank you.
Point two. Hello?
Go ahead. Hello? Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. I've been relentless in calling about a soft stone column when you go down Station Hill and to turn into Powder Road. It was out of a perpendicular to nearly a 45 degree. I've been relentlessly calling for the removal of that column. You know, it fell in the road this morning.
By 2 miles? By where? Where is it? Where is that?
You know, when you go down Station Hill.
Okay. there's another one by Two Mile Hill as well that fell.
Right, but that I've been to the district here twice to make that report. That column was precarious for some time, and it's fallen this morning. Owing God is love, because that's the fall across any vehicle going. You can't ride that column; it's soft stone. Even if it was brick, but you can't. Your wheel can't ride over that and go over the other side. So the abrupt stop with who knows, and it's only God mercy that didn't fall on anybody passing there or in front of a busload of people, whatever. But it fell and nobody was there. But alongside that same column, called that, it was like a guard wall to a boundary wall to a property. So there's some soft stones coming to the road equally. So I hope when they deal with the column, that when they pass there later, that those soft stones would also be removed, because they are equally as precarious. And I close on this one. Don't wait until something happens, because all the Russian huff and puff would have had to get it moved to clear the road to there. It could have been done before all of this, anxiety and rushing and what have you. This cut right here in Orange Hill, I'm hoping that this is cut before any having to emergency and then do it the next hour, next day, what have you. Because it has been there since 1990 as part of a contract, and I'm relentlessly requesting that the cut right here in Orange Hill, where two vehicles can't pass, where they had a resident pass straight on the wall 2 Saturdays ago, a truck squeezing through between two cars going up and a truck coming through into the wall. Jesus. Two arms out and squeezing his tummy. I hope it is addressed.
Okay, thank you. Ma'am. Thank you so much. We'll be back. Welcome back. Let me just be clear. It's now 1:41, and the start of this program, we had a preamble. We spoke about land. We talked about affordability and lawyer fees, and we mentioned about women and empowerment. What is sad is that one caller starts a conversation, and our first caller, which we respect, and it goes down the road by other callers. So we can only discuss what callers bring up. So sometimes we have a little preamble and no one goes there. People talk about what they want to talk about. So do not get upset if I sit here and I respond to what people want to speak about. So I think we can only be fair when people are saying, look, this topic, let's get off of the topic, when in fact we can only respond to the callers. But no one took interest in the QEH, for example, and the bed space, other things that we brought to the table. There's more to what is happening than just the church and what I put out there. And again, let me just say for the record, the church is free to march whatever the church wants. I merely asked if they're going to conduct some other marches for some other things. It is sad that people take offense about what I felt about a church, and I'm anti this and all the judgments in the world. And then one person wrote here, does the moderator have an agenda? I actually do. And my agenda is, let's just be fair to all as best as we possibly can. My agenda is to see people working. My agenda is to see people not suffering. My agenda is for my children to grow up in a safe society. My agenda is for my neighbors to be happy. That is my agenda. So if you want to know if I got an agenda, that is my agenda. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Oh, answer your question.
Could you, you're a little fuzzy.
You can hear me now?
Still a little fuzzy. You're on a cell phone?
No, I'm not.
Cordless phone?
No, it's a normal landline.
Well, okay. It's. Let's try and see if you can clear it up.
Okay. I agree with you pertaining to churches and marchings and other stuff. I don't understand why persons are honestly being, not taking the defense as far as churches are concerned. No, we had a lot of violence, or have a lot of violence in Barbados. Nobody marched. I don't see why persons are stuck on this homosexuality thing. Yes, we will say it knowing the Bible is wrong, but reality is, in God, there's no big sin or small sin. But practice love.
We need to get a better reception. I don't know if you could go out and come back in, because I can hear you, but apparently some people out there might not be able to hear you. Sorry about that. Down to Brass Tacks, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, am I on right?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Joanne, I have listened, but I came on just after midday, and I heard a lot of the conversation with regard to the church and the whole thing, right? To be honest with you, I understand where the church is coming from, you know. I mean, they're consistent. When you look at, I think one of the callers had alluded to it, whereby from times back in slavery, you know, the church played a big role in keeping black people as slaves, and no apology about it. But yet, we come along knowing better, you know, we are free now, so to speak, and we still stick with it. You know, and that by itself amazes me. The one book that criticizes black people, of all the people in this world that the Almighty God would curse in the Bible, there had to be black people. And we still stick with it. You know, this is a book that basically encourages you to, you know, don't try to progress. Don't try to get wealth and that sort of thing. Matter of fact, it says the love of money is evil. You can get your reward when you die. And we expect any different than it to be criticizing people who just live in their life how they should do. It is nothing surprising. I mean, I grew up believing in the Bible, you know, and for most of my life, I lived my life by the Bible. I mean, I saw everything in it as being from God until then I started thinking for myself and I realized that, but this was the same book that was used to keep my people as slaves, and I'm free now and I still believe in it. You know, back in Africa, like the sister was saying before, we were taught that God lives within us. And in order for slavery to succeed and to break the man, you had to take the Bible, you had to take that African spirituality out of him and replace it with something that shows that another being is far superior to you. So it doesn't surprise me, you know, how these so-called Christians, I know, I shouldn't say so-called, sorry, that was being insulted, how Christians are responding to this whole thing. Mm-hmm. It has been consistent with their behavior through history. This is the same set of people that when they're going to war, they encourage, if you have Christians, in the First World War, you had Christians in England going to war against Christians in Germany, and the priest was blessing both of them. What we're seeing right now is consistent.
But would you agree that at the end of the day, there are Christians who are looking at you right now. You're wrong, you're this, you're that. You're then looking at them, and obviously with your opinions, and we all have our opinions.
Yeah.
What is troubling to me, and I don't sit here and profess to be no Christian. I believe in God, and I also know about trying my best to do the right thing, which is by trying by my best to do right by others and recognizing my faults. But if that makes me a bad person, so be it. But what I don't understand is this is one God and all of these different things, the fighting. I mean, if I could read some of the comments with the expletives in some, and it starts off, I am a Christian, thinking to myself, look, I have no issue with anyone explaining themselves and wanting to share the gospel. Some of my closest friends actually belong to the Jehovah's Witnesses, believe it or not, the Jehovah's Witness Church. Love them to death. Am I a Jehovah's Witness? No. Do they respect my views? Yes. Isn't this about respect? We respect the fact that they want to march. The question asks, will they be marching for other things? It doesn't mean that they can't march for this. And then people are rushing out at you. And this is why we can't live in peace. Because some of the biggest problems and killings over the years was in the name of Christianity or religion.
Exactly. And they ignore it. They're just somehow bypass all of the history that has been well documented in the name of the Bible. And, you know, and they're just happy with that. You know, it is.
And I think I by no means think that the callers, even though they claim to say what the church is doing and stuff like that, I don't want Barbadians. I certainly don't think that that is a full representation of Christianity or even some of the WhatsAppers. There are some people yeah. out there that would never carry on like that. Go to church. They listen to you. They go like, okay, that's your view. They have theirs. And there are a lot of people out there who do that. Some callers, I don't want people to feel that that is a reflection of the church. I don't believe that that is the full reflection of the church. It really isn't. It shouldn't be.
Diane, just cross me, right? Like you, I believe in God. I believe in the supreme being. And so you like me, and that's why you say, and I've said this to people before, you know, I as a father, I can't see myself having, say, 12 children and cursing one of them and then having one of them as my favorite. And that's exactly the message that is sent out in the Bible. You know, God chose Abraham and his descendants as his people, you know, and then you have, you know, the nation of Canaan were cursed and that sort of thing. These thoughts are consistent with men. And that's one thing that I realized, that I had to separate believing in God from believing in the Bible. They're two separate things. This is a book that's very divisive, you know, and at the end of the day, you have people who go to church and they read the Bible and they feel that they've achieved a certain, I don't want to say a favor with God, but they feel a certain sense of entitlement. So they feel to judge other people. And that's all it comes down to.
Well, we got some other callers. I'll just say this in closing. Of course, you don't know what to expect when you get to sit in this chair. But I can tell you there's some people that look at me and said, stay away from religion and politics, because it could go on and on and on. And unfortunately, there are some issues out there that are just as important or even more so important, in my humble opinion. Some people may not agree. But right now, as we speak, and there are people out there who need jobs. There are people out there who need food. There are people out there who are ailing right now in the QEH. And they need prayer. They need some good medicine. There are people out there who can't afford a lot of things in this environment. And I'm so hopeful that we as people look at all of these different things and not just focus on what today's focus seemed to be. And I'm hoping that the responsibility, they said maybe the moderator should switch it, but I can't tell people what to call and talk about. Once it's done in a responsible way, we just can't change the topic to suit ourselves. We just can't. So understand that. But thanks very much. Down to Brass Tacks 152. You're on the air. So yeah, see if we can get in at least two calls. Yes, sir.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I agree with that. There's different issues. But when an issue is being spoken of, is that as today is the anniversary of crowning King Selassie, November 2nd, 1930. Yes, I'm a Rastafarian. But anyway, how could two people carry on bringing forth a generation to same sex?
Sir, this question has been asked and asked and asked. Let's not end the program as to the obvious. Unless scientists figure out something different or God decides, then I believe it is fair to say that no man with another man or woman with another woman can physically, biologically, you know, the whole body produce a child. We understand that. We do. I do, and I think everyone does. Let's not end the program on that.
But issue is the issue. You can't say step the issue.
I understand what you're saying. We already know that. And all right, go ahead with your point, and I'm going to make you the second last caller. Yes.
But the point is that every people have an issue with what is going on in passing a law, and it's not right, even by nature. Is that there? You can't disagree with what people...
No, I'm not. You said it's people write and say it's unnatural.
Right.
Correct?
Not true, so right.
Right, okay.
So that same people, every offended other people that what's happening and whatever, within them calling and change the topic if they want.
Is it natural to discriminate against a person because...
But that's the point.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Let's take the sex out of it. Let's talk about the discrimination.
Whenever ball on you, to end up being set.
See, was that's what I'm saying. Our minds are programmed, unfortunately, to just that, when there's just so much more to it. But I understand what you're saying.
Why you telling you know? Mm-hmm. What about your two girl children? You believe that they grew up in this world, accepting that this is right, that they should have another female.
I teach my children to be kind to others. Be kind to others. Right now, as naive as that sounds, that's all I want to do, because if I got to leave anything on this earth for my children, and it ain't going to be property because I have no money, it's going to be the gift of kindness. I want somebody to say, hey, you're Joanne Higgs' daughter. I remember your mother. Well, maybe she helped me. Well, then let me help you. Because I have two girls, one at this challenge. And if I can't leave nothing else, it can have to be the gift of kindness. So you see all of these different little in-between things, which I respect, and other people's feelings and stuff like that. The biggest issue right now is if we don't pull together and help each other get out of the hole that we are in, all of those other matters, really and truly, it may be important to a lot of people, yes, but there are some big, big, big issues, life and death issues that are going on right now. So I don't want to dilute the whole topic and people's beliefs and stuff. I certainly don't want to do that. So, you know, you asked me about my children and I answered. That's my position. That's how I see life. But I'm not saying that everybody got to see it the way I see it. That's just me. Just respect everybody else. I do. I just want everybody to respect each other, especially when they're sending the messages to the WhatsApp. Down to Brass Tacks, we take one last call.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
You are doing a good job. I'm a Christian.
Thank you.
But we need to listen to each other. We can't get nowhere unless we listen. Jesus made himself available to the woman at the well. He went there purposely, you know, and he didn't jump on her. He carried on a conversation with her. What I would like to see the government do is give me the difference between the civil union,
mm-hmm,
and marriage, because I understand there's a little bit difference in between there. Before the referendum, put that out there, let people see, instead of getting all hot and bothered. I want to see what is the difference. Also, all the people that have been left at the hospital,
mm-hmm,
people take them there. I remember before my mom died, they called for me when they admitted her, because I am the one who was there with her at the first. I think the law need to check out or the health people who bring these older folks there and check out the family lineage and check out, because sometimes these persons have property and other people are living in their homes and all kind of things.
Someone was actually suggesting that we don't know the circumstances behind why there were left there supposed persons with dementia and Alzheimer's, just left them. But to me, regardless of the reason, maybe they should try to get some help. I mean, you know, I'm not saying I don't know the reason for over 30 persons being left. I just think that if it's deliberately done, shame on them. But if it isn't, then, of course, government needs to do something. And I believe that they are, because they brought it put it on the table to say what's happening. And hopefully we can get some help for the individuals who have been left there, make some contact with the families and find out how best they can work together and get them home. I want to thank all of the callers, all of the WhatsAppers, and despite we agreed to disagree, hopefully we can continue to do that respectfully. You have your ways and different opinions, and that's what makes the world really interesting. But we always have to be mindful that we do it respectfully. We don't have to insult each other. And if we really do care about one another, we will try to respect each other's views, but not necessarily agree with them. So until we meet again, I want to thank John Stout. And Larry is going to be in the chair. So be good. Until.